it's Wednesday on the Good Day program. Want to sing along with this?
Good day going on.
That's lovely.
Three cheers.
Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer both off this week. Both of them, I think Jennifer's back one day next week. That's it, right?
Two or three days.
And aren't you gone next week someplace?
I am gone Tuesday. My daughter starts her first day of kindergarten.
Oh, that's sweet.
Aww.
And then Friday and the following Monday, I'm in San Diego.
The MacArthur brothers wrote, "People have important things to communicate. Speaking from your heart allows the emotionally difficult, the ordinary, and the wonderful things in your life to be communicated and received. Something those words ought not to hit your ears softly. People have important things to communicate. Speaking from your heart allows the emotionally difficult, the ordinary, and the wonderful things in your life to be communicated and received." That certainly is great food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us at the bottom of the hour. Is that too much radio, bottom of the hour?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Half past the hour?
Yes.
33.
That's very radio.
Is that, what, half past the hour is radio?
Yeah. Seems very, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah,
how I always referred to the time. I've always said half past the hour.
You've always done radio.
Well, that's my problem.
You're going to have something to do with it.
Okay. So we are following, we posted at facebook.com/Good Day Show, a question about advertising on school buses. Who feels strongly about this one way or the other? You may or may not have heard the discussion. I will review for you what some school boards and school administrators are trying to do across the country to avoid layoffs as the school year begins. They're selling advertising on their school buses. Good idea or bad idea? 800-510-8255. If they're cash strapped, that means they're poorly run. This just gives them more fuel or more money to burn.
You know what else they can do to raise a little money for the school buses?
Yeah.
Is put slot machines and liquor in them.
Right.
And go ahead and let the parents ride the bus and get all liquored up and gamble.
Yeah.
That would be a great
way to
raise money for the school buses.
But the administrators say, Richie, this is the means by which teachers can keep their jobs. And children can keep their activities. We need to draw strict guidelines, though, as to who can and can't advertise.
You know what else might be a great idea? You know how all of the football and basketball arenas and the football stadiums are owned or named for major companies?
Let's have
like my kids go to Greenbrier West Elementary School. Why don't we sell the naming rights to
To the school. Put advertising all over.
Greenbrier West Elementary School.
Neon signs on the top.
Exactly.
Of Hooters restaurant. Let's put the big Hooter logo on top of the elementary school.
Let's put a Hooters kiosk inside the cafeteria of the elementary school.
Perfect. Let's do that.
I'd love to go have lunch with my kids if there was a Hooters in the elementary school.
I can't believe I'm sitting here listening to this.
Better to cover buses ads than fire dozens of teachers.
How about, you know, like when you're riding through the country and you see the barns with like the
Chew mail pouch tobacco. Yep.
Why don't we just litter the side of the school.
We should have the school buses covered with tobacco ads.
Exactly.
That'd be great. And vodka, all that stuff. Let's put that on the side of the buses.
Whatever.
The next big... Well, I mean, that's how stupid the whole idea is. How about you run the thing like a business, duh.
Sending I hear. I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry, but I hear.
No, you're not.
No, not at all.
Of course.
No, not even a little bit. Sorry.
Not even close.
No.
Yeah.
But in Maryland, there's a big. You know, Maryland is just way underwater right now. They're just bleeding money. So one of the ways they want to fix it is to open casinos. So in November, they are having two
Send
of the counties.
Send the kids to a casino instead
Prince
of
George's
school.
County, Montgomery County will vote on whether they get casinos in Maryland. And, of course, it's to help the schools. It's to help the children. Yeah. We want to go ahead and just, you know, it's just like lottery tickets. Gambling to help support education.
Right. There you go.
Don't get it.
800-510-8255 of your comments on the Facebook page. It sends a bad message, I think. It does if you... I mean, on paper, it sounds like a win-win proposition. But districts, different priorities. And I'm offended by people telling me that I need to have advertising. The school buses, first of all, are painted in a color. It's called National School Bus Chrome. And it is bright, and it is bright because theoretically you want everybody to be able to see the bus.
Correct.
So you're going to cover it up with advertising, and that's all people are going to see is right. The advertising. So is this a good idea? The downside is how do you expect children to listen when you tell them to eat healthy foods at school and there's an ad on the bus for a cheap Country Joe's pizza.
We wouldn't do that. No Cocoa Puffs ads.
How about
no
we just put ads in the school? How about in the corridor on our way to the gymnasium, we have big Nike ads?
Yeah, there you go. Sports Authority.
Right. What's wrong with that? I dig this thing out. There's an ad outside of a school in Marlboro, which is the next town, for the Subway $5 foot long. So maybe that's where. And who's to say it's not the next best place to go for public school funding? The way they fund schools now isn't fair. Your property tax is taken from you. And half the money in Framingham, anyway, where I live, and half of it in Los Angeles County, where I pay taxes sometimes.
Maybe you have a point. Maybe instead of our tax dollars going to pay for the schools, maybe we should sub out all of the services.
Yeah.
Why should we pay taxes to pay someone to cook food for our kids when maybe in a more efficient way we could have a Subway and Boston Market, you know, for some of the healthier...
Better stuff.
Yeah, you know, certainly you wouldn't want a McDonald's or something like that in there. But, maybe there are some healthy options. Maybe, you know, Cheesecake Factory would do like a little mini kiosk type thing.
You ever been to Cheesecake Factory? You see how much they pile on top of the plate?
Yeah.
The menu.
We'll have an obesity problem like you wouldn't believe. Everybody eats the stuff from the Cheesecake Factory.
And that's by design. You know that, right?
What, they load it up?
Their philosophy is that everybody walks out of there with a bag that says Cheesecake. Cheesecake Factory on it, and then you take it to work the next day, and the person sees that.
Pretty
bag.
Smart.
Yeah, it works.
All right, 800-510-8255. Speaking of things that work, I have a supplement for you that will work. It'll do the trick. Those people who think that this is quackery, I suggest you think again. If you have sore, achy joints and you've tried all kinds of things and you're thinking about having an operation, think about this for a moment, especially when you find out that the first 10 days of this product are free for you to try to see if it does make a difference. And it, in this case, is Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint is safe, FDA registered. The makers are so confident it'll work for you. It attacks joint pain a couple of different ways, actually. First, it reduces the inflammation and then provides cartilage repairing compounds made of very specific vitamins, very specific minerals, very specific herbs. And, oh, yeah, those eggshell membranes you've heard me talking about. The new compound from eggshell membranes is clinically proven to reduce joint pain and stiffness in 10 days. So if you'd like a 10-day supply to try it yourself, here's what you do. You call 888-809-6424. So you don't want to live with joint pain? Join the club. You get older, you get joint pain. So get smart. Call 888-809-6424 and get a free trial offer. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Order it now. Ultra Joint. Get the relief that you deserve. 888-809-6424.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint. A mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door. Like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
The conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes. We'll talk about allergies, food allergies. Is it a big shammy scammy or what? That's coming up in a few moments. I have had some thoughts about technology and Neil Armstrong this week since his passing. I was thinking about what I remembered best about that day in 1969 when he and the others landed on the moon, thinking about how, I've said this before, the whole world came together for that moment. This guy and the others standing on the moon, looking back at the Earth, the breakthrough. Nothing really changed except that
we realized what we could do.
We knew what had been unknown was known, Richie. And so there was a fundamental...
The moon wasn't made of cheese?
There was nothing new, but things changed fundamentally.
Yeah.
What was unseen before now has been seen. 200, 300,000 miles out, and you're able to look back at the Earth the way we look up in the sky. Last night was a beautiful, clear sky.
I saw a
here.
Comet two nights ago that was really spectacular.
Amazing. And the moon is so bright and be full for the second time this month on Friday. But looking up at it isn't the same as it being up on it and looking back at us. That's what's amazing. Think about that. Visualize that. 21 after on Good Day.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Complicated overview of the birthday list for today. It's the 29th of August, so we begin with Dick Halligan, who's the trombonist for BSNT.
Yeah, baby.
Not what you're having for lunch, hopefully, anyway. Blood, sweat, and tears. Mr. Halligan's birth took place 69 years ago on this date, so happy birthday to him. And we continue to celebrate Blood, Sweat, and Tears with songs like Spinning Wheel. There he is right there on his trombone.
There you go. Love his old soul and funk, horn-based bands. Good stuff.
Chris Copping is the bass player for Provo Harum. Good song. In need of great story here being told. Like some angels. So let's see. Here he's 67 today. Also on the list, Sir Richard Attenborough, the actor and director's birthday is today. Born this day, 1923. Been around a long time. John McCain's birthday is today, the senator from Arizona. He's been in the Senate for 25 years. Did you know that? Was elected in 1987.
Figured somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. Elliot Gould's birthday is today. Real name Elliot Goldstein from MASH.
Yeah.
That's probably where he got his...
Loved him from MASH, yeah.
Very good start. James Brady, assistant to the president, White House press secretary to Ronald Reagan. Seriously wounded when John Hinckley attempted to assassinate Mr. Reagan. The Brady gun law.
Yep.
Requires waiting period and background check on handguns purchased through licensed dealers, obviously named for him. Robin Leach. Lifestyles, the Rich and Famous.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? How many different shows has that started, in a sense?
Man, does that say 1985 or what?
Yeah, it sure does. All right, let's see here. Next on this list, Dan Truman, the keyboardist for Diamond Rio. You can speak better to them than can I, Richie.
Well-known country band. Jennifer loves a little Diamond Rio.
Okay. Michael Jackson's birthday would have been today.
Really?
Yep. Born this day, 1958. So what would he have been? He'd have been 52, right? 54.
Yeah.
He had been, right? Rebecca De Mornay's birthday is today. Attractive.
I like her.
Actress started with Risky Business. Here is... what is this?
Eddie Reader.
It is?
Fairground Attraction.
Really?
Kind of cool, huh?
Is Eddie a girl or a boy?
I couldn't tell you, but I'm going to guess it's...
Whatever it is, I never heard this before. I like it, though.
I do, too.
This is fun. Perfect. Wow. They make such mistakes. I'm guessing this is in mispronounced. This is Edie Reader. I'm going to bet.
I'm going to look it up here.
Please. Save us all, Richie, from ourselves. Please.
Well,
all right, I want to kind of listen to this thing. I'd much rather listen to her than to Matchbox 20. Anyway, Kyle Cook, guitarist with the Matchbox 20, is 37 today. David DeRozier's bass player for Simple Plan is 32 today.
Sorry.
And then there's Leah Michelle. This is her singing from Glee. She's on Glee, Don't Rain on My Parade, right? Now, Glee is good like the other show. What's the show?
Smash.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's coming back for the second season. Same kind of show, isn't it? In a way?
Sort of. I mean, it's more... and they both have musical elements to them. That's about the only common thing. Yeah.
All right, well, I thought it would be of interest to point that out, even though I don't know what I'm talking about. It'll be the first time that happened on this
show. They sing on both of them. You're absolutely right.
There's a new survey.
Fairground Attraction, Doug, is a British acoustic pop band.
Really?
And this is their big hit.
They make such mistakes. Okay. New survey finds parents on average are giving their children $15 a week as an allowance. We'll talk about that as time allows in the next half hour. Again, Jack Stockwell, a noted NUCCA practitioner, joins us to talk about what things you're allergic to and if it's all a big scam. 28 after on Good Day.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
When you're having fun.
It seems like I'll blink and tomorrow we'll be sitting here doing the same thing, and it's tomorrow.
It is. Already. Today. Today's Wednesday, the 29th of August. Let's not get carried away. There's a poll today based on a new survey that finds parents on average are giving their children $15 a week in allowance. Richie, do you give your two children allowances?
Zero.
Zero.
Nothing.
Heather, you give your two children allowances?
He doesn't have anything laid out, but I've been thinking about introducing it.
But what about Ella?
Ella just shops when she likes to, because she has it like that.
Here's how it works. How does she get to the store? She's two.
Oh, she has me drive.
Ah, I see. Okay.
If you want money, go do something.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I will not pay you to make your bed or clean your room.
No.
You're supposed to do that.
Right.
I'll give you a few bucks.
Really?
You want to go pull weeds? I'll give you a few bucks. Sean, because let me tell you something. Kids are, I want, can I have, can I have, can I have,
you know,
and
but
if you feed into that beast,
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, though, because I've found when I've tried to do the little cash incentive with things, then they expect to get paid for everything.
Never. That's why I say,
never,
want to go earn some money, find some chores that you can go do, but not doing your dishes, not cleaning your room, those are things you're expected to do for free.
I love it when it's on the checklist, homework. Well, duh.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have $2 to do my homework?
I did my homework. Please. Well, you're supposed to.
Please.
Okay, you can now eat. That's your reward. Speaking of eating, by the way, the poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with the allowance question. How much do you give your children every week if you give them an allowance? A, more than $20. B, between $10 and $20. C, between $5 and $10. D, less than $5. E, my children do not get an allowance. I didn't give mine any, and Rich doesn't give his any. If there's work to be done, then it's part of room and board. If you will. I don't think that's old school. I think that's practical. And speaking of that, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, noted NUCA practitioner. I was going to say chiropractor. Well, he is a chiropractor. NUCA is a special branch of chiropractic that deals with your neck and your shoulders. I guess before we talk about allergies, I'm interested, between you and your wife, you have 14 offspring. What do you do about allowances? Well, most of them are all... grown. Well, how many of you get two at home, right?
There's just two at home.
All right, and everybody else has grown up in Gonzo, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So what was your philosophy as they grew up about allowances?
Money was available if they wanted to work and earn it with stuff around the house.
Really?
No giveaways.
No giveaways. Washing the car, as Richie was suggesting, pulling some weeds in the garden.
Sure. Oh, yeah, just taking out the garbage, emptying the dishwasher, you know, helping to clean up the clutter and organize things around the house. Sure. Hmm.
Not
huge projects, but stuff that we would have to do on a daily basis otherwise, and this is the way they can feel like they're getting something for
their
effort.
Emptying the dishwasher, that's something they should do anyway, Jack.
Right.
If you want to get up and reshingle the roof, I'll give you a couple of bucks.
Here it goes.
Pick a hole in the roof. Yeah.
If you want to dig a well in the backyard, I might slip you five.
Right. Yeah, but when you've got a 3 or 4 year old, emptying the dishwasher.
And they take their little sand shovel
break.
And go out there and dig in the backyard. I'll just tie a bungee cord to her so she falls off the roof. She won't have any problems. It's okay.
Oh, awful.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, so can we move into something that is more declarative interest?
Mr. McFadden?
The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com focused on a discussion that a lot of people are having once again about allergies. Which food are you allergic to? Let's see here what people responded. It was peanut, shellfish, dairy, wheat, or gluten, other, or none. 33% of you said you eat about anything. You're not allergic to anything that you knew of. Let's see here. 15% said peanuts. 14% said wheat or gluten. 13% said other stuff. 12% said shellfish. And this is 14% dairy. So how much of this is the imagination versus, you know, we have the discussion about gluten-free products. I have a little problem myself with celiac, not serious, but I try to avoid gluten where I can. I do not avoid dairy because the dairy that I use is good. It's pure. It's healthful.
It's raw.
Shellfish. A lot of people have allergies. That's the only one of all of these. Well, there's two. Of all of these allergies, as a kid growing up, I can remember a few people being allergic to lobster or crabs or things like that. And a few people, if they knew it, because people used to drink and use milk a lot more when I was a kid than they do now, because the government and in cahoots with some certain industries have begun to convince people that dairy is bad for you and it'll cause... if you're lactose intolerant, well, it's no wonder you're intolerant because the stuff you buy from the dairy producers, not the farmers, but the stuff you buy in the store has been so treated with everything you can come up with and zapped with microwaves and lasers, and no wonder you're allergic to it. There's nothing there anyway.
Jack, explain this whole peanut allergy phenomenon that's come in the past 10 to 15 years. Why is that all of a sudden like the biggest thing? And, of course, my son, the only thing he likes to take to school for lunch is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or a peanut butter sandwich, actually, and says, Daddy, am I going to get in trouble for taking peanut butter in? I'm like, as long as you don't give it to anybody else.
But, well, the peanuts that you see in a clear... transparent bottle of Planters peanuts.
They're awful.
They're great.
Rat stuff.
Well, they may be, but they're the best peanuts as far as show is concerned.
Okay, but there are those people who will tell you that work there. We had somebody tell us that there are rats all over the place.
Yeah,
and there's a percentage they allow.
Right,
in all processing of food, that's true. My point is, what ends up in a jar of peanut butter is far worse than what is in a visible jar of whole peanuts, because they don't have to account for its appearance. And there is this mold that grows on peanuts, aflatoxin, and some people are extremely sensitive to it, some people aren't. But the main problem with allergies is there's only one thing that causes an allergic reaction.
So let me clear this
body.
Up. Hold on one second before you move on from peanuts. So kids are not allergic to peanuts. They are allergic to the mold of the bad peanuts that they use in peanut butter.
For the most part, yes.
So those kids that have serious allergies to peanut butter, if they were to eat peanuts out of the shell, they would not have a problem.
No, that's not entirely true. Because even the peanuts that are out, even if you were to buy raw peanuts, well, no one eats raw peanuts, except if they grind them up with, you know, for peanut butter. But if you eat a roasted peanut, you're still taking some big chances if you have a peanut allergy.
Okay.
All right.
But the thing to remember, the only thing that causes an allergic reaction in the human body, the only thing, is an active protein in the bloodstream. And the way that active proteins get into the bloodstream is they either are injected with a needle or you have a gut problem, gut dysbiosis. The wall lining of the small and large intestines are not as tight as they need to be, and the improper flora is growing in there that allows these allergies, these allergens, to get through the wall of the gut and into the bloodstream where they do not belong. And as soon as they get in there, the immune system has already started its response to this invasion. And there are certain cells inside the bloodstream, the mast cells that end up releasing histamine as soon as these allergies showed up, and that's where the allergic reaction comes from. It can be anything from just a little sniffles and a runny eye all the way to anaphylactic shock and death, depending on the degree of your reaction to this allergen. So allergies begin in the gut. And when children are nursed and are fed the right kinds of foods as an infant, and as they develop teeth, begin to eat more solid foods, we don't see these problems. But kids that are put on formula and immediately are fed grain cereal in the first year of life, which should never happen, mm-hmm. and then they eat more and more processed foods because of, you know, the demands of culture today, these are the kids that have the leaky gut. These are the kids with the allergies, with the eczema, with the upper respiratory problems, all the way to asthma. These are the kids that end up being much more prone to autism than the kids who aren't. Right. It all begins in the gut. Just like Hippocrates said about 490 B.C., all disease begins in the gut.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of whether or not you pay attention to this, let's think about that for a moment. And whether people, this is something that I believe the news media has helped create. Richie is asking some pretty pertinent questions. Why in the last 15, 20 years have peanuts such a problem? But there are other things that it seems to be, in a sense, the cause of the day. Also, there's a study out from England about fat on your body. We'll talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website. It's jackstockwell.com.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills. And that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends close of business Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmund Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse Competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with Heather and Richie, me and you. We're talking about some of the issues that are fairly on top of mind and allergies with that poll that we conducted yesterday at DougSteffen.com. So what's the takeaway here from the discussion of all these things that we may or may not be allergic to? I'm allergic to, I'm a little allergic to milk, but when I drink the raw milk that are produced on the farm, nothing.
Yeah, because that's a food.
Right.
Pasteurized milk is cooked. It's been altered. It's no longer in its natural form.
I mean, if the stuff causes gas, does that mean you're allergic to it?
No. It means that your body can't digest the fats and the altered proteins. Something called glycation begins to take place when protein in the presence of sugar is cooked.
Hmm.
And so glycation in the pasteurization of the milk occurs, and your body can't handle glycated proteins.
Then is gluten or something gluten-free, does that mean it's in its pure form? Isn't gluten a part of processing?
Gluten is what makes that incredibly delicious restaurant bread incredibly delicious.
I thought it's what held it all together, kind of.
Well, the gluten protein is what holds it together, and all these grains, most of the grains, not all of them, but most of them, have some degree of gluten in it. Wheat particularly has a lot of gluten, and what they have done with the genetic modification of these grains is to create a wheat that has even a higher gluten protein content to make the store-bought breads somewhat resemble what you're going to get in a very good Italian restaurant. And so you are putting too much of an altered protein into the system, which is causing these gluten allergies. And the idea that something is gluten-free means they've just, it's not completely free, but there's a great restriction on the amount of gluten protein that's present. But it's still a processed product. Don't kid yourself into thinking it's okay for you just because there's no gluten present.
All right. Now, in the moments that we have, I think that's a pretty good overview.
That was awesome.
That's
yeah.
good. Okay. So now, let's have a round
Bravo.
Of Dr.
Bravo.
Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
That was the best gluten talk I've heard.
All right. The study that suggests all body fat not bad, it's where it is that hurts. Would you like to summarize it better?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe elaborate a little bit more on it than that.
Well, I'm not justifying too much body fat by any means.
No.
But half of the people who drop dead of heart attacks would be considered normal physique. In other words, they're not overweight. They're certainly not obese. Now, what they've studied in this one that just came out of England is that people who are systemically overweight, they've got fat legs, fat arms, fat tummy, fat everywhere, and I don't mean morbidly obese, just, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, seem to have far less cardiac problems than people who are of normal frame and build but have a pot belly, because the distribution of fat is hormonally controlled. And when you have elevated cortisol, when you have decreased testosterone, you're going to end up with a larger amount of belly fat. But those kinds of hormonal imbalances are triggered by inflammation. They will create inflammation, which is the primary undercurrent behind cardiac disease, is when there's a constant state of inflammation in the coronary structures of the heart, throughout the rest of the body, and the arterial structures. The body is constantly trying to deal with that inflammation, and it deals with it using a calcium cholesterol base bandage, which is what causes the plaquing. So when we see somebody who's normal build but has a bit of a pot belly, there is a tremendous endocrine storm going on inside that person, usually triggered by their food choices, and they're much more likely for cardiac events than a person who's just systemically overweight.
Cardiac events. We found out, by the way, the reason that Edgar, who was my pal on the farm, the reason he died is because his carotid arteries were plugged.
That's just what I'm talking about.
A heart attack. It was something that exploded. His carotid artery exploded. And that's why he had all of the pain in his neck the day before he died. And if I'd have known that, man, would I have gotten him to the hospital in
Certainly.
Tucson.
Certainly.
All right. Lots of great info, courtesy of Jack Stockwell. Again, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Jackson from The Wiz. Michael would have been 54 today had he lived. So, one of the how many different movies was he involved in as far as the music is concerned, Chucker? Do you remember?
Music-wise? Well, he sung the title song for Ben, which is just the sequel to Willard. That was a very popular song.
Yeah. Weird, too. The whole idea of that movie was weird. I have a friend. His name is Ben, and he's a rat. I know, and you like that kind of stuff because that's your taste. You like rats. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's got a wonderful blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can access. Go to DougStephan.com, see Chucker's picture in the contributors box. You will see that easily you can access Entertainment Today and Beyond. Read what he has to say about videos and DVDs, all kinds of things that have to do with movies and the things that are like DVDs, all of the things that are upgraded. He's got the study and he knows what's going on. So before we get to his movie news, we have a movie that was number one during this week in 1987.
Ooh, right up my alley.
It says 25 years old, and it is so easy. It seems to me I was debating whether I wanted to do this or not because I think we've done it fairly recently, but I can't remember. Why don't you just play the first clip? And if it's too easy, then we're going to ask another question.
Okay.
Richie, go ahead.
Here you go.
I see someone in front of me who got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some butcher while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would see.
I know it, but I don't know it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh,
really?
My God.
I don't
Lenny
know that.
Briscoe?
Ah, yes. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. I got it now. All right, so let's do it because it's a very popular movie.
Okay.
Hugely
I know
popular.
It's a big thing, but I also know that we've done it.
Which is why it took me a minute.
Oh, of course, because you're such a man.
Heather, what's your excuse?
Well, when you said Lenny Briscoe, that I thought...
You should have played the cut. It's that much of a girl movie.
I know, but I'm not really the chick flick chick.
Oh, you aren't?
Nah.
All right, here you go. Number two.
Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life. The way I feel when I'm with you.
I know. I threw up a little in my mouth.
800-510-8255. How many of us want to hear that? Chuckers.
Nobody puts baby in the corner
every night. 800-510-TALK. You know the name of the movie, and you've not won before in Movie Moments. You might want to take a shot at this one. It's fairly easy. Here's the last clip.
I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner. He's not only a terrific dancer, somebody has taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them.
Right.
Somebody has taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
Now, literally and figuratively, he is a ghost.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And you know the plans to remake that film this year, but
ridiculous.
They delayed it a year because they cannot find an actor with enough charisma of the original lead, and I think that'll be very tough to find an actor.
Right. Did you see the story about Shia LaBeouf, who apparently has a movie out in which he actually engages in sex with his co-star? Now he's taken some kind of LSD or something to get into the part that he's playing. Did you see that?
Well, I read the story. There's a director called Lars Van something. I forgot his last name. He's just sort of a weird guy, very controversial. He's going to do a movie called Nymphomaniac about a woman who has a very strong sex drive. He's going to play the lead, and supposedly in interviews to what he says is that all the sex scenes will be real. That's the game plan, which I think is absurd, but that's what he's saying in interviews, because he's promoting his new movie, Lawless. And, you know, they put a microphone in front of him. He goes on these rants about how he hates studio filmmaking. He stars the Transformers movies, and he says he'll never do another big studio film. He's just going to do independent, smaller, budgeted independent films and change course in his career. So we'll see how long that lasts. But the idea of him doing, you know, real sex on film, I think is pretty stupid. That's my opinion.
Well, what's the need?
Hey, there is no need.
It's just because it seems...
I think it just creates some controversy and publicity for the film. That's really all it does.
Yeah.
Maybe it's probably not true. Maybe that's just a game plan to help promote something that hasn't really even started filming yet. It's going to start filming shortly.
All right, Sandy is in Lebanon, Missouri. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. I'm doing great.
That's good. What's the name of the movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in that, right?
No.
But was it? Did you like it as a chick flick?
You know, I liked it later on.
Yeah.
As I grew a little bit older.
Okay, good.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.